This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Facebook has a new set of house rules, or community standards, as the company calls them, the things you can and cannot do when you're using the platform. There are no huge surprises. There are no bans on baby pictures or selfies, even though some of us may have been in favor of that. But there is a lot more detail on how Facebook deals with everything from nude photos to bullying. And it may come as no surprise that when it comes to censorship, social networks tread a fine line. Stan Alcorn takes a look at the business imperatives behind those decisions.
Facebook's new rules are nearly three times as long as the old ones. Rebecca McKinnon of the Ranking Digital Rights Project says they're more specific.
Rather than just saying nudity is not allowed, they clarify about under what circumstances breastfeeding might actually be allowed.
She says it's a reaction, in part, to critics who say Facebook has been clamping down too hard on free speech, from pictures to pseudonyms used for safety. Twitter, which has also been tweaking its rules, has been taking flack for not clamping down hard enough on everything from bullying to terrorist propaganda.
The guys who work on counterterrorism are all praising Facebook for cracking down and cursing Twitter for not doing a good enough job at controlling speech. But ironically, it's the reverse in the human rights communities.
The two companies are striking two slightly different balances when it comes to regulating speech. Twitter has been more open to anonymous activists, but also to anonymous bullies. Fatima Katablu is an analyst at Forrester.
Twitter is a much easier place to kind of drop in, drop a little bomb, and go away.
Data scientist Jonathan Morgan studied the terrorist group ISIS on Twitter, where they have 46,000 active supporters. He thinks Twitter has been more permissive because it's more of a news feed, while Facebook is trying to be a safe space for talking to friends and family.
I think they're more incentivized to make that experience positive.
He says the two social networks' slightly different policies are less about differences in philosophy than differences in product. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.